USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered emergency agency FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. More than 3,600 migrant children were being held in the United States border facilities as of Thursday morning. The Senate Judiciary Committee recently held a hearing to consider civil rights attorney Vanita Gupta for Associate U.S. Attorney General. That would be the number three spot in the Department of Justice. Gupta is facing immense scrutiny from Republican senators. Gupta called the confirmation of now Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett illegitimate. She called Judge Kavanaugh a privileged lifelong partisan. The Senate Judiciary Committee must vote to move forward Gupta's nomination before the full Senate has a chance to confirm her nomination. Uncertainty why only 75% of the House of Representatives is confirmed as vaccinated against the coronavirus is starting a debate whether the chamber can return to normal. USA Radio News.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for blockbuster shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Now, America's fastest growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
Former general counsel for the Hillary Clinton 2016 presidential campaign and John Kerry 2004 presidential campaign, Mark Elias is in some hot water. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mark Elias led a team of attorneys to file lawsuits to expand ballot access in swing states. Republicans and former President Trump criticized him, saying that he was being used by Democrats to steal the 2020 election. The Epoch Times reports that Elias has been sanctioned by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and several of his colleagues were admonished. The sanctions are for an ethics violation and submitting a redundant and misleading filing.
Elias is the head of the political law practice at Perkins Coie, a large Seattle-based law firm with many political clients. Boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler has died at 66. A post on Hagler's website read that the boxer died of natural causes on March 13th near his home in New Hampshire. Hagler had recently gotten his COVID-19 vaccine and was complaining of breathing problems when he was taken to the hospital. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL quarterback Drew Brees, with the help of his children, has a major announcement.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us. Yay!
Okay, I'll say it. Who's a better quarterback, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? Not counting the Super Bowl rings, but passing accuracy, Brady led the league in completion percentage just once, 68.9% in 2007. Mr. Brees did so in 2009, 2010, 2011, 2017, 2018, and his best year in 2019, he completed 74.3% of his passes. Drew started his NFL career when he was drafted out of Purdue in 2001 by the San Diego Chargers. In 2006, he went to the New Orleans Saints, winning one Super Bowl ring in 2010. There's some bad news for the Duke basketball team. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Undergraduate students at Duke University will be confined to their dorm rooms for the next week due to an outbreak of COVID on campus. The school says nearly 200 students are quarantining after a positive COVID test, with another 200 isolating as a result of contact tracing. Until Sunday, March 21st, all coursework will be done remotely, common spaces are being closed, and students living off campus are being told to stay home. The school's basketball team withdrew from its conference tournament last week because of a positive COVID-19 test.
With a 95% graduation rate, Duke University is in Durham, North Carolina. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.